Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, this news arrives the same day that we're doing a story about how the Bay Area has some of the worst roads in the country.
Yeah, it's funny how it all comes together right around the time of the election. New poll, it's interesting, and it gets to the heart of exactly where we stand with repealing the gas tax. The poll indicates that there is strong support for repealing it, and that's because that's the question that was asked. How do you feel about repealing the gas tax that was passed last year, 12 cents on a gallon, in order to get road repairs around the state? But that's not how it appears on the ballot. Thanks to rewording by the Attorney General, it says on the ballot that rather than repealing the gas tax, as a matter of fact, doesn't even say anything about taxes. It says, quote, eliminates
certain road repair and transportation funding requires certain fuel taxes and vehicle fees to be approved by the electorate. That's the exact language.
Exactly. And that says nothing about taxes, nothing about repeals. As a matter of fact, it sounds like what you're doing is taking something away. That's what's on the ballot. And when you ask that question in polling, the gas tax repeal goes down and the gas tax stays. So a lot of it has to do with how you ask the question. That's the way it is with initiative politics. And that's why the people that were behind the gas tax pushed hard for wording like this. Now, it's also going to mean that in the last weeks of the campaign, you can bet there's going to be a lot of TV ads, radio ads on both sides of the issue, pushing each of their points in the hopes of convincing voters to go their way. And we're also getting reports about road conditions, which tends to happen right about this time every couple of years.
Well, the roads stink, and everybody kind of knows that. But, you know, Phil, it's not just radio and TV. The Republican National Committee is buying ads on those little video screens at gas pumps.
Yes, they are. And that's what's called targeting ads. And that's the smart move for them, to try to move to exactly where people are feeling it, at the pump. Now, the other side is launching a very ambitious campaign as well, made up of contractors, unions, and people who are interested in both fixing the roads and doing the fixed jobs themselves, which is going to be mega billions dollars of work. And they're also, you're seeing a lot of signs up saying this road repair, that road repair, thanks to the gas tax, SB1. So you're going to be seeing that as well. And we've seen politicians holding press conferences announcing every new fix-up project in the Bay Area and around the state. It's all a drive to get your vote. It's all a drive to get you in the next couple of weeks to go one way or the other. And like I said, a lot of it's how you ask the questions. Do you want to pay the tax? No. Do you like road repairs? Yes. Which one do you want to buy? And we'll see.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.